Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
So this ridiculous indictment against us, it's not a legal case. It's an act of desperation by a failed and disgraced crooked Joe Biden and his radical left thugs to preserve their grip on power.
At an Alabama Republican dinner, former President Donald Trump attacked his latest indictment. The charges from Special Counsel Jack Smith argued Trump and six unnamed co-conspirators organized a violent insurrection on January 6th in an attempt to keep him in power. Trump pled not guilty and says the criminal case actually helps him politically. A New York Times poll shows more than half of Republicans would vote for Trump again, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in distant second. Justice Elena Kagan says she welcomes Supreme Court Ethics Code legislation now in the Senate. Kagan disagreed with Justice Samuel Alito, saying Congress does have the right to regulate the court, even as it's typically been self-regulating.
The court has acted voluntarily to subject itself to various rules. And one of the things that the Chief Justice sent to Congress this past spring was a statement that all nine of us signed that talked about all the rules that we do follow, that we have decided to follow.
In the last year, confidence in the court has fallen as numerous press reports show Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch accepting multiple gifts from conservative political donors. Thomas's wife, Ginny, also coordinated with people connected to January 6th, and an internal investigation failed to name who leaked an early copy of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The American Civil Liberties Union, performers, and advocates are suing Texas over a new law banning drag performances. Brian Klosterboer with the ACLU says the law is so vague that it's unconstitutional because it could apply to any entertainment perceived as potentially sexual.
From Shakespeare plays to Broadway musicals to karaoke nights. And we know that this is another thinly veiled attempt to push LGBTQIA+ Texans out of public life.
Proponents like Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick say the law would keep the left from further degrading society and would prevent children from being sexualized. The two sides are set to start oral arguments before Utah Supreme Court in an ongoing lawsuit against a state abortion ban. A law already on the books could go into effect with the overturning of Roe, although the ban is currently blocked by a temporary injunction. Catherine Boyd with the Planned Parenthood Association of Utah says if it takes effect, it'll create chaos for marginalized communities.
The oral arguments are not about the case itself. This is more about making sure that that law stays enjoined as the case winds its way through the court systems.
A recent Gallup poll shows nearly 70% of Americans think first trimester abortions should be legal. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.